Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Castro. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alves moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alves scores. Romano moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to third. Brown moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alves takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran pinch runs for Max Alves. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moran moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball towards center. Hall settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hall. Moran moves to third. Whitfield moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. Moran scores. Whitfield moves to third. Romano moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Romano scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Salmon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing third base. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cott for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ver Alse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 2 in the game. Castro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison fields the ball and throws to Cott covering. Safe. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran bunts towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wagner moves to third. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Romano bunts towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner scores. Whitfield moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davalillo is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mincher pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Don McMahon now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Foes now pitching. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-0 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-3 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-4 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brown scores. Hauser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-2, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Salmon moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salmon tags and scores. Wagner tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Henry pinch hits for Jerry Fosnow. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.